Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live, my friends. Paul Watson joins us on this Thursday, 21st day of September 2006 edition for one of his bi-weekly news blitzes. He'll be with us coming up in about a half an hour. Then we're scheduled to have Congressman Rangel on to discuss, well, his pledge to leave the Congress if the Democrats don't have a sweep of the legislative branch of the federal government. We'll also talk about the legislation he's introduced to bring forward a national draft or conscription. And then in the third hour, we're scheduled to have two different gentlemen on who were infiltrators into the IRA and some of the famous cases where basically the IRA was British intelligence. In the famous case of the operative Steak Knife. And Steak Knife will be joining us. So that is coming up later as well. We will have open phones throughout the broadcast. But I would like you to have your question or comment or statement ready so we can move to you and move to the next person quickly. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. They've zoomed in on the spinach after a week of freaking out and hysteria over E. coli, one death and 120-something people sick. Surprise, surprise, it's being connected to illegal aliens going potty in the fields in Southern California and in the Valley area. The precious, wonderful illegal aliens. The sun wouldn't rise if it wasn't for them. The fish wouldn't splash if it wasn't for them. The birds and the bees wouldn't mill about if it wasn't for them. Everything. In fact, the earth was created by illegal aliens. We breathe air because of illegal aliens. I guess that's kind of true, full of tuberculosis and everything else. But we will get into that report. Hugo Chavez slams U.S. protection of CIA plane bomber Posada United Nations and goes back into allusions to 9/11 being an inside job. I want to read some of his quotes. Great report Paul Watson's put out on this up at prisonplanet.com. Also, we cover the CIA bombing of the Cuban passenger plane to be blamed on their own government. In my film, Terror Storm, my new documentary, the little-known U.S. government terror attack that Chavez just talked about yesterday at the United Nations is covered in Terror Storm. It isn't just Jerome Corsi or Alex Jones or the occasional comment or statement about the North American Union from Lou Dobbs. Big report here. This is out of the Toronto Star. Getting closer to Uncle Sam. And they go on to say that public and business leaders kept in the dark about North American integration. It talks about a secret meeting with our leaders in Canada just last week about the North American Union and how they're being very secretive. Because half the public doesn't know their head from the hole in the ground and doesn't know we're going into a North American Union. And the other half is starting to learn of it and is hopping mad, so the government does what it always does. It just keeps it secret. The end of our countries and no Bill of Rights, no Constitution, no private property, no nothing under this system. And then another story here by Jerome Corsi, WorldNet Daily. North American confab undermines democracy. Attendee of high-level meetings says officials wanted to hide it from the public. This is today. Corsi basically just is reporting on what the Toronto Star broke yesterday. So we'll cover both these as well. A lot of other news. Stay with us.
It's here after After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the Advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
For centuries, Salt products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more. All designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Take my hand, don't feel the reaper. We'll be able to fly.
gentlemen. Welcome back. I am so busy news gathering during the breaks and being besieged from all directions that occasionally I forget these are 3-minute breaks. So we are back. Thank you so much for joining us on this live Thursday edition. Thrust into my little hand, and I have been aware of this since Monday, is the official court ruling by the federal government that they are declaring total ownership and control over all waterways, all coastal waterways, all rivers and streams, and that no boats of any type are allowed on any of them at any time. This is not a joke. I have the ruling here in front of me. So we'll be getting into that a little bit later in the broadcast. America Blog did point out today what I had pointed out yesterday, that Bush bashes Syria at United Nations, but sent an innocent man to be tortured in Syria. Seriously, could Bush be a bigger hypocrite, declaring that a more hopeful world is within our reach? President Bush called on world leaders at the United Nations today to stand with democratic leaders and moderate reformers across the Middle East. But he also criticized several countries by name, demanding that Iran abandon its nuclear weapons ambitions and telling Syrians that their government has allowed their country to become a crossroads for terrorism and a tool of Iran. His audacity is amazing. No, he just knows the general public is not very well informed. He rallied against Syria at the UN the same day after we learned the U.S. conspired with Canada to send an innocent man to Syria to be tortured. Canadian intelligence officials passed false warnings and bad information to American agents about Muslim Canadian citizen, after which U.S. authorities secretly whisked him to Syria where he was tortured, a judicial report and review in Canada concluded on Monday. Exactly. We have innocent people taken to Syria by our government, by the Canadian government, by the British government, by the German government, by the French government, for that matter, to be tortured. Now, how is Syria not working with the hijackers of our government? I don't want to say not working with us, because this isn't our government. They are. They have totally rolled over. And this is just more evidence of that. So Bush is criticizing Syria out of one side of his mouth and out of the other side, sending people there to be tortured. I mentioned this yesterday. I'm just going to get into it now because I wanted to cover it, and I never did, and I saw it in the top of the stack when I got in today to the office. This is out of Reuters. Gore says tax pollution, not payrolls. Former U.S. Vice President Al Gore on Monday suggested taxing carbon dioxide emissions instead of employees' pay in a bid to stem global warming. Penalizing pollution instead of penalizing employment will work to reduce that pollution, Gore said in a speech at New York University School of Law. The pollution tax would replace all payroll taxes, including those for Social Security and unemployment compensation, Gore said. He said the overall level of taxation would remain the same. Instead of discouraging businesses from hiring more employees, it would discourage businesses from producing more pollution, Gore said. Okay, let me just stop right there. Whether you believe in global warming or not, whether you believe what Al Gore is saying or not, the solution that has been put forward by Al Gore and the IMF and the World Bank and the European Union is a global set of taxes against all forms of industry and then money transfers, private property, everything. This is the global tax, the oil wellhead tax, the emissions tax, the Kyoto Protocol. It has nothing to do with global warming. It is a global tax. It will not reduce the use of fuels. It will simply pass on costs to the people. So even if you believe the fraud of global warming, there is no debating that this, quote, solution has nothing to do with your religious tenet. It is nothing more but another way to fund world government, period. And if you think they're going to get rid of the income tax and they're going to get rid of all these other taxes when they institute their energy tax, give me a break. They always say that when they're pushing a tax, and once it goes into place, occasionally at first they'll lower existing taxes and then a year or two later jack them back up. But they never get rid of them. And on the other side of the equation, we've got phony neocons on talk radio pushing the fair tax. Oh, it'll be so fair. 23% national sales tax. Graduated with a poor won't even have to pay it. And they say, oh, we'll get rid of the income tax. They're not going to get rid of the income tax. They're going to keep it and simply change the name of it to the Social Security tax and cut down the current rate and then jack up both of the new national sales tax along with existing income tax. And, yeah, they're going to have, via the transponders in all your cars, the international money transfer tax. The Tobin tax. They're going to have the energy tax via the transponders. Transponders in your credit cards, transponders in your driver's license, transponders in your inspection sticker. Folks, it is in the official NAFTA and CAFTA and North American Union documents. It is there for the entire world to see. That they plan to tax you as you drive down the road, and that this is part of the global tax. It will be shared with the locale, the county, the city, the state, the federal government, and then a large portion put into an international kitty. And that international governing body and its different arms are private, are run for profit, IMF, World Bank, Exim Bank, World Trade Organization, World Health Organization. There is no liberty, there is no freedom, there is no Bill of Rights, there is no Constitution. Read Article 30 of the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights. It says you have no rights in plain black and white. That the state is all-powerful. It is a declaration of dictatorship. It's classic contract fraud. The first 29 articles are how you have this wonderful liberty and that wonderful right. And then you get to Article 30 and it says, you have absolutely no rights whenever we feel like it and whenever we say it. And you can't own guns and you can't own private property and you're an absolute slave. Go read it for yourself. And I know a lot of you are squealing and screaming. I've read the blogs. I've gotten your emails. How dare you, you ignorant fool, say there's no global warming? Oh, there's global climate change, and it is constant, and it is quite violent right now. And you bet, large areas of the world are heating up, and other areas are cooling down. And I've got all the big climatology reports here. I actually read these. I don't just go see Al Gore's movie and then go get in a fetal position in the bathroom and roll around on the ground, you know, wetting myself, going, global government, oh, please come save me. What is your global tax going to do? Oh, by the way, it's a selectively enforced global tax against the Western world. The United States, England, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Western Europe, China, India, and 166 other countries have to make zero emissions reductions or cuts. So if you think the deindustrialization of this country is bad now, you think it's hard to get an industry job now, ha-ha, the fun hasn't even begun. I want to get to this, just stay with us. Important news coming up.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps, and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Over the last 40 years, we've seen prayer and God thrown out of the schools by decisions of the U.S. Supreme Court. Yet on February 29, 1892, in a 9-0 decision of the U.S. Supreme Court, America was declared a Christian nation. There is an ongoing assault on your First Amendment right of freedom of religion and freedom of assembly. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back live. Paula Watson joining us in the next segment. Colorado State professor disputes global warming is human caused. See, this is reasonable, and this is what the science matches. The Daily Reporter Herald, global warming is happening, but humans are not the cause. You see, I would just change that to radical climate change is happening. But humans are not the cause, one of the nation's top experts on hurricanes said Monday. Bill Gray, we're trying to get on, who has studied tropical meteorology for more than 40 years, spoke at the Larimer County Republican Club breakfast about global warming and whether humans are to blame. About 50 people were at the talk. Gray, who was a professor at Colorado State University, said human-induced global warming is a fear perpetrated by the media and scientists who were trying to get federal grants, and that is part of it. I think we are coming out of the little ice age, and warming is due to changes to ocean circulation patterns due to salinity variations, Gray said. I'm sure that's it. But he's like every other scientist I've ever known. He's looking at his one area of expertise and study. I, on the other hand, am not a scientist. I have just gone out and voraciously read what the majority, what the body of different scientific experts in different fields have said. And I've looked at scientists in different scientific bodies that have had good track records in the past with accurate analysis. And you know what they're saying? They're saying we're having very serious climate change and that human activity is negligible in the overall compared to other inputs such as volcanoes, such as natural forest fires and things of that nature. But then even those inputs or global climate changing engines pale in significance themselves to that gigantic ball of burning gas at the center of our solar system that we orbit here happily, my friends. That's the real problem. And if you will simply type into Google sun brighter or sun entering brightest cycle, the scientists thought the last 11.5-year cycle was the greatest ever recorded. Now they're saying that the new cycle is already online to dwarf that cycle. And then hold on to your hat. I know I've talked about this quite a bit, but it's pretty darn important. The new sun cycle may be 50% brighter than the previous cycle. And if it is, it's definitely online to be much brighter than the last one. And they're saying if it continues to heat up and increase its burn rate, that is the nuclear reactions going on in its furnace, that it may be 50% brighter by the time the cycle peaks about 7 years from now. And folks, if that happens, Lord knows what's going to develop. NASA doesn't know, no one knows, but you better believe this. It is, in the short term, going to accelerate global warming, and then global warming itself, if it's too quick, then triggers a massive cooling that has to do with precipitation, and then they get these flash freezes in the north, and then suddenly polar ice caps get much larger almost overnight in the scheme of time, and it gets off into all these other calculations. The point is, no global tax is going to save us from the sun heating up. No global tax is going to save us. Again, even if our cars were doing this, what does a global tax selectively put on the Western world, on our industries and on our transportation, what is that going to do to stop the end of the world? Oh, my gosh, save me, Al Gore. Let me sit in your lap. Oh, please. It's an emotional salve. It is nothing but a crisis to bring in world government. What happened 20 years ago? The patents for DuPont and Dow Chemical ran out on Freon. They openly went and lobbied the UN. They went and openly lobbied the federal government. They put out junk science that CFCs were eating the ozone layer and the earth was going to die. We were all going to be dead if we didn't switch over to these new patented chemicals that they had in this new refrigeration and air conditioning system, and they forced the entire globe over to it, and here we are. But then on the other hand, they tell you our cars create too much ozone, our engines do, and so there's ozone action day. Oh, there's deadly ozone everywhere, but it's dying in the atmosphere, CFCs, It's just another scam. So good, if it feels good, look, be scammed. Don't listen to me. Enjoy yourselves.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Said a joker to the thief. Too much confusion. I can't get no relief.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm so glad that you decided to tune in here. Each day we do the best job we can to warn you about the scams, the frauds, the criminal activities of the New World Order. David, Brett, Dino, James, Ron, everybody, we'll get to your calls. We do have Congressman Rangel lined up, always colorful, always engaging, always informative. In the next hour, and then we've got former special secret agents coming on who've been intimately involved in government state-sponsored terrorism. Oh, yes, as we continue to expose the New World Order's criminal activities. But right now we are joined by Paul Joseph Watson, who joins us from the United Kingdom, to run through some of the news that he's been covering and documenting and breaking down for us, chronicling, I guess is the best term. Paul, good to have you on with us, my friend.
Good to be back, Alex.
You bet. Paul, what do you think, kind of lay out some of the issues you're about to cover and then tell us which one you want to get into first.
Well, you were just talking about global warming. You can go to space.com. You can go to newscientist.com and read about global warming on Pluto. Read about global warming on Jupiter. I don't see many SUVs on Pluto or Jupiter.
No, it's just the SUV's fault. We need a global UN tax, and that will fix it.
It's all you know, perception is reality. The British media, the British people are sold on it, basically. And every summer when it gets hot in July, because it's summer, the BBC report, oh, it's so hot today, it's so hot today, every single day. And then this year it got to August, and it was cold and wet throughout the entire month of August. Were there any news reports on the fact that it was cold and wet? None whatsoever. It's all in how the media report it.
Well, that's right. And globally, the temperature is up about 2 degrees from what it was in the last 50 years on average. But that is part of, there is no normal cycle, just part of the ongoing cycle of climate gyrating.
That's right. The other subjects I wanted to get into were obviously Hugo Chavez's speech at the UN yesterday and the details within it that the media deliberately ignored, basically. And then a little something about the prediction you made. We've got Karl Rove coming out and saying that a promise, not a prediction from him, but a promise that there will be an October surprise that will win the Republicans, both houses in November.
Have you done a report on this yet? This is new news to me.
It's just broke in the last couple of hours, so I've got a report coming out on it later today.
All right, well, let's run through both of those right now. Let's get into Chavez first.
Well, yeah, Chavez got up to make his speech to the UN yesterday. Obviously, he made the kind of jokey offhand comment characterizing Bush as the devil. Within minutes, before it even finished his speech, Fox News alert, Hugo Chavez calls Bush the devil before it even finished his speech. And that was what all the headlines were about after it. It's classic bait and switch. When, if you read the entirety of what Chavez said, which we've posted on PrisonPlanet.com today, he discusses CIA control of terrorists, specifically the case of Luis Posada Carriles, the anti-Cuban terrorist and plane bomber who was on the payroll of the CIA from the 60s until 1976.
And being protected today in this country.
Well, that's right. He originally started out, as I've detailed in the article I put out today, as the leader with another CIA operative, Orlando Bosch, of the Commanders of United Revolutionary Organizations Group, which was a terrorist cell. They carried out over 50 bombings and political assassinations, including that October 1976 bombing of the Cuban passenger airliner as it took off from Barbados, all under the supervision of the then director of the CIA, George H.W. Bush, President Bush's father. Interesting connection. They were arrested and jailed in Venezuela, but escaped in 1985 after they bribed the prison guards. They were then transported by another Cuban expatriate called Felix Rodriguez to El Salvador to link up with old Ollie North and become part of the Iran-Contra conspiracy. So they were engaged in that role for quite some time. You had senators asking questions on the Senate floor as to why this known terrorist was being allowed to collude with the U.S. government operations. Afterwards, he was released again into Miami, and then he went on to carry out a wave of tourist industry bombings in Havana during the 1990s. And then just 3 days ago, the ruling came through from a Texas magistrate to order the Immigration Bureau to release Posada once again so he can presumably carry on the terrorist mass murdering activities that he's been doing for decades under the jurisdiction of the CIA.
And he's pled guilty to this before. He's gotten out of prison, escaped, and there's no talk of extraditing this convicted terrorist. Oh, no. In fact, he'll probably start having fun again right here in Texas.
Well, what's interesting about it is that Rodriguez, who was Posada's handler during the Iran-Contra congressional hearings, actually bragged of meeting with George Herbert Walker Bush, during those previous years. So all along we see the protection of this individual, this plane bomber under the jurisdiction of the CIA is protection and collusion with the Bush criminal dynasty.
Yes, the Bush crime family. So we have that. We also have his quotes concerning where he says, and the CIA is behind the other terror here in the U.S., and that's basically where he left it concerning 9/11, though early last week he came out and said, hey, buildings don't fall like that without explosives, and it's gaining momentum, the theory, the hypothesis that this was an inside job as a pretext to launch this global war of domination, to paraphrase.
Yeah. He gave that speech laying it out full board. He alluded to it yesterday in saying that Americans who died in the U.S. were the victims of the CIA terrorists. Time magazine did a report just last week, which I'm looking at now, and the picture is of a giant billboard in Havana, which reads, coming soon to North American courts, the assassin with Posada Carriles, who was the guy that Chavez was talking about, and George W. Bush. And it's a picture of Posada, and George Bush with blood dripping from their mouth, characterized as, in the movie, The Assassin. So that's on a giant billboard in Havana. So the entire world knows about the Bush protection of this terror, anti-Cuban terror cell, and the fact that it carried out all these bombings and assassinations. But at every turn, the Bush family is instrumental in ensuring their safe passage and protection.
It's amazing, and you can break through that news blackout at PrisonPlanet.com right now. Paul's done a great job with this report. Shifting gears now to the second subject. You just brought up Karl Rove. We have White House memos where they're saying, hey, we need to catch bin Laden or have a huge terror attack before the next election or we're going to lose. We've got back in the 2004 election, the White House told U.S. News and World Report that, quote, D.C. would be nuked, and we said to folks, don't believe that. Since Rove is now saying, again, we will be hit, I will have to downgrade and say it's not guaranteed, because usually these people lie. They are terrorists. Paul, going back, you say there's been some new development that I am ignorant of. Please enlighten me.
Yeah, it's one of these Newsmax reporters who's tied in with the Republican hierarchy who was at some kind of meeting with Karl Rove where he promised an October surprise that would ensure the Republicans held on to both houses. He didn't give any other details as to what that surprise might be, but he made a promise that it would happen.
Well, I think we're seeing the surprise. We've gone from an average of $3.10 a gallon of gas down to an average of about $2.30. By the way, folks, just 3.5 years ago, it was $1.35 a gallon, so people now think a dollar more a gallon is a great deal. You're being scammed either way, but a lot of I see it as a good sign that they've pressured the oil companies to lower prices, at least until the end of the election. That shows that they're trying more of the classical things to get votes instead of blowing up a city, but we're not out of the woods yet, Paul. Go ahead.
Well, obviously, before the 2004 election, it was in late October, days before the actual election itself, that we witnessed the release of bin Laden campaigning basically for the re-election of Bush, and John Kerry controlled Skull and Bones asset that he is, even himself later blamed his election defeat on the release of that bin Laden tape. So when Rove talks about another October surprise, it could obviously be in the realm of the PR propaganda war front.
We've already seen a bunch of new Al-Qaeda tapes, and everybody's starting to notice this, even mainstream media, that Al-Qaeda and bin Laden just seem to work for the Republican Party because they just always pop up at the exact perfect time.
Well, yeah, and we know for a fact that these tapes are part of a U.S. propaganda campaign because before the appearance of Musab al-Zarqawi, who was later pronounced dead for the 24th time by the U.S. government, before his first appearance in a videotape rather than an audio tape, it was a stated Pentagon propaganda campaign to, quote, target the U.S. home audience in inflating the role, exaggerating the role of Musab al-Zarqawi in Iraq. And they even went to the level of releasing fake letters where al-Zarqawi claims responsibility for car bombings in Iraq and leaking them to the New York Times, who without question splashed them on the front page of their issue that day. So days after that Pentagon campaign to boost his role in Iraq, to artificially boost it, came out, then we saw the release of the al-Zarqawi videotape. So that in itself proves, beyond even the ridiculous fatty bin Laden tape taking responsibility for 9/11, that the Pentagon is behind these videotapes, and they target, as the victim of the propaganda, the U.S. home audience.
You're right, Paul, and I think, I know more and more people are beginning to see through this. What else do you have on your front burner there, news-wise, that you think is important?
Just to tie into the protection of Posada and this Cuban terrorist cell which Chavez was talking about yesterday. The Washington Post recently reported that a guy by the name of Abdallah Tabarek, who was bin Laden's bodyguard, had an affinity for bin Laden, was basically one of his high-grade lieutenants, took bin Laden's satellite phone during the Battle of Tora Bora in December 2001, headed in toward the Pakistani border while bin Laden and others fled in the opposite direction to, you know, hoodwink the U.S. military campaign to catch bin Laden, which they released him and failed to target him over and over again deliberately. Buzzy Krongard said they weren't interested in him. So he provided that distraction so bin Laden could escape in 2001. He was arrested by the U.S., taken to Guantanamo Bay. Nobody was allowed to see him. The Red Cross tried to see him. And then after supposedly spending 3 years there, if he was ever there in the first place, he was released without charge. And this is the very guy that helped bin Laden escape in December 2001 at Tora Bora. So another example of the U.S. government providing safe passage for their high-grade terrorist patsies, just as was the case with Posada. That was in the Washington Post.
It's amazing. Paul, from the outside, looking into the U.S., seeing all the videos and reading the analysis and the press reports out of last week's historic demonstrations at Ground Zero on the five-year anniversary, what's your take on what happened?
Well, it proves that the 9/11 truth movement and the general awareness movement is now insipid within American culture, and we are becoming the majority. There's a good speech by Barry Zwicker on Prison Planet now where he points out that we normally would expect to see such a groundswell of sentiment in the American population, the people that are actually turned on and who can sing, not the dumbbells. We would expect to see such an obvious groundswell reflected back from the mainstream media, but because the mainstream media cast a veil over that reflection, over that mirror, we don't see it, which could lead to some people think that it doesn't exist. But simply on the anecdotal evidence where Zwicker talks about, and you've had the same experiences which you've talked about on your show, he's going through airports, he makes jokes with airport security personnel about, oh, aren't you worried about all this terrorist stuff? It's pretty frightening, isn't it? And they just immediately snap back, no, it's all fraud, it's a giant fraud. He's talking to people in the street who say the same thing. He's talking to people who he boards the airplane with, and they say exactly the same thing, it's a giant fraud. But it's not reflected in the mainstream media that now at least half, and soon to be the majority of American people, see this fraud for what it is. And the anecdotal evidence suggests that the polls regularly suggest that our quarters are growing and more people are waking up. So perception is reality, and obviously we don't control the major bureaus of propaganda, and so they're not going to tell us that we're winning, but the fact is that gradually the fires of freedom are inflaming the entire country, and we are winning.
Absolutely. Paul Watson, more great reports from you and your brother Steve Watson throughout today and the weekend. Keep it up over at PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. We have added a lot of new features to PrisonPlanet.tv, a lot of new material, the entire 9/11 neocon agenda symposium. My speech is now up there from New York, my major speech at Cooper Union. where Lincoln gave his big speech that got him the nomination. It was great to be speaking in that historic hall. We've also got a lot of the other great speeches now up there for members from New York. And we have the weekly TV reports and just so much more. All of my films, our books, PrisonPlanet.tv, Paul. Folks should go there immediately and get a 15-cent-a-day monthly membership.
Yeah, it's amazing. In-studio guests, speeches, Alex Jones TV show, the best audio interviews from the Alex Jones show. One other thing before you break that's interesting, we've got it up on PrisonPlanet.com. is Barack Obama's new book, where he says that after shaking hands with people, President Bush orders his aides to clean his hands. So, again, perception is reality. This scrub brush clearing, cowboy hat wearing individual Bush is actually the biggest fraud walking the planet.
Now, he's afraid of horses. That makes him a cowpoke. Thanks, Paul. Take care. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, Mighty Film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My new film, Terror Storm, is out. It is available on DVD, the two-hour film, plus 66 minutes of extras, over 3 hours on one DVD. Terror Storm is now available. The history of government-sponsored terror, the 7/7 bombings, the Madrid bombings, the latest 9/11 info. It has an Iraq war section. It is my crowning achievement. It is my one wish and desire that you get it, that you make copies of it, and that you share it with everyone. This film desperately needs to be seen, and I'm asking you to help me get it out to the country and the world. Order your copy at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Or you can simply go to PrisonPlanet.tv, get a 15-cent-a-day membership. All 15 of my films are there. We have it in super high-quality download bandwidth, so you can burn copies of it right there via the site at a level a lot higher than other video downloads you'll find out there of the film. David in Arizona, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi. Good morning, Alex.
Hello.
Two things on my mind this morning. One, you're absolutely right about the global warming. I recall a story about Dow Chemical Company putting out a bunch of propaganda about the ozone layer and hydrocarbons and so forth. Their patent was running out.
The peak oil hoax was put out by Dutch World Shell. Greg Palast, BBC, has the documents, but the fake liberals don't want to hear it. They want to be conned by the oil companies yet again. Listen, I don't want to breathe toxins. I don't want to have all these poisons. We should get on to new fuels. But the point is it's not destroying the planet. Sorry.
That's right. I remember. And then they came out with this new Freon, which is much more corrosive and not nearly as good a quality as the original R-12. My second point is the neocons seem to be frothing at the mouth lately about an impending attack by sleeper cells. I think the most disgusting of all the neocons, I listened to them just to see how skewed their propaganda is this guy Michael Savage. Every day he goes on and on about, oh, yeah, they're getting ready to release a nuke in the United States.
Do you know
yeah.
his history? Do you know his history?
No, I don't. I just know he's a disgusting
He writes novels about men who lavish each other, and he writes love novels about his little tryst with his boyfriends. This is mainstream news. No, I'm not kidding. These are published. He was a best-selling author before he ever got a radio show. Oh, yeah. Oh, top. Oh, you didn't. Oh, my goodness. Top writer in that genre. Yes. But let me add, top beatnik of the 60s. Top. So, of course, a dirtbag like him is going to be out there posing as a conservative.
Yeah, he talks about
it. Hey, you think you're hateful, Savage? I hate fake scum like you, you piece of filth. You think you got hatred, scum sucker?
Yeah,
sorry, that guy's a fake! He's a fake! He's a fake from the bowels of hell!
I agree with you, Alex, and you know, your prediction that they're going to try another false flag terror operation seems to coincide with this. George Norrie was interviewing some former prosecutor on the air a couple, two or three nights ago.
Peter Lance, give me a break.
All that was it, yeah, and he was talking about, it's impending, and the intelligence community is looking the other way. They're inept and don't know what they're doing.
And see, notice I made the prediction they're going to launch an attack, and now look at them hyping it and getting it ready.
Absolutely. I'm just waiting for the next tactical nuke to go off in the United States, and then they can get their martial law rocking and rolling.
They'll probably even claim Saddam did it or something. See, they had WMDs, but they already smuggled them here.
Yeah.
I am your beatnik. I love men. I am... Oh, you love men. We love you. I'm sorry. What else is on your mind?
Well, keep up the good work, Alex. I'm promoting your films. I'm making copies, and I'm a Prison Planet TV member.
All right. I appreciate you joining us, sir. Take care. Oh, yeah. They couldn't win, so they posed as conservatives, and they took the country down.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.